generous. I also want to talk about War. I was going to say Wesley Snipes, but this movie stars Jet Li and Jason Statham. Just basically what this movie involves, War, is a revenge tale when an FBI agent is killed and his partner decides to go after a lone assassin named Rogue, played by Jet Li. Again, nonstop action, a bit of a plot, lots of stunts, special effects. Jet Li, very charismatic, and I think he's going to be the next Bruce Lee in a movie called, not Enter the Dragon, but Awaken the Dragon. That's coming out through casting next year, so that should be interesting. And that's basically our show for today. I want to thank everybody for listening. Robert Waldman for CITR FM 101.9. Please listen to my good friend Daryl Wiener on Wiener's Barbecue. Again, Rob Waldman, CITR FM 101.9. Thanks for listening, and see you soon at the movies.
You're listening to CITR on 101.9. That was smooth.
I gotta go.
You are listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, a show specifically designed to ensure that you find work you love and nothing less. You know, there's this theory out there that states that if you have a hobby and you love it, well, why don't you just convert it to a damn job? Well, what I've heard so much is that actually, if you convert your hobby to a job, you actually stop liking the hobby as much, but you make a lot more money. So here's a simple concept. Turn your hobby into what you love. You like the hobby a little less, but you make a ton of money. Why not? Now listen, is money all the answer to happiness? Absolutely not. But you can sure buy a nice car with it. Oh, listen, I'm so excited about today's show. The reason I'm so excited is because every single show, I always cover four or five key concepts that are so powerful that I know you actually never actually call the show because you are writing down this information. You're actually going to get your family and your friends to come to the show and listen to it. I'm actually going to skip all of that genius gem information because we have even more valuable conversation to have. I have a guest on the show. I'm not going to introduce him just yet. I'm going to tease you just a bit. But we are so excited to have him on the show. And I'm going to tell you a bit of a story in just a sec. But before I do that, I want to say this. We'll be taking some calls today. It's an opportunity for you to ask us some tough questions. Now, the tougher your questions around your career, the better. And if your question relates to the conversation, great. But my job is to ensure that the conversation we're having between him and I is actually going to relate to you, the listener. And my commitment is for that. Phone number is 604-822-2487, 822-2487. Here's the deal. Here's a gentleman that actually was doing another line of studies, and he actually changed the line of study because he wanted to make more money and fast-track his career. What amazingly shocked me is that the concept of this show is actually about giving back and the opposite of money. And yet he's been extremely successful. But here's the thing. He's currently studying at university. And I've never before met an individual so committed to giving back in my life. This show is specifically tailored for those people out there who are absolutely tired of listening to the voice in your head. It's about time you start listening to others. And it's about time you start giving back and not focusing just on you. You know, you might say, I'm just tired of me. Brad Pitt even said that recently. He said, I'm glad I had kids. It got me out of my head. Stop focusing on me. So this is about giving back. Now, what's amazing is that when you give back, your career flourishes amazingly. I'm going to introduce you now to Peter Kim. He's a fourth year. He studies at the Sauder School of Business. He's majoring in finance. And I've never before had a student on my show because I say that the listener wants an expert. So what does a student have to say about giving back? Well, I think it's going to be worth your while, and the next 25 minutes is going to prove it. I know it. Peter, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Nice to have you. Thanks for being on.
Thank you for having me.
Listen, you're so damn young. Why are you so motivated to give back to others?
You know what? This all precipitated last year when I had taken a course with Irfan Raji, uh-huh. Commerce 486R, Leadership and General Management. And part of the course was, you know, how to develop your leadership skills, how to kind of interact with other individuals, how to really build a successful kind of career and business, get out there, you know, just do your own thing, right? And the other aspect of it was that the course had a number of individuals, like really successful CEOs come in, about a dozen or so, come in and speak to us about, you know, what their perspective on their careers were and how they found fulfillment in what they've done. And I've had about I guess, six or so individuals who've come back and say, you know, time and again, I've done all these things. I've made a lot of money. I've built institutions. And the thing that makes me happiest right now is giving back.
Peter, I'm going to stop you there.
Yep.
There's this theory out there that says the first quarter of your, or the first third of your life, you learn. So from 0 to 33, you learn. From 33 to 66, you earn. And then from 66 till your death, assuming it's around 100, you return. So earn, learn, earn, return. And so you got a bunch of guys that are coming to you, propaganda. This is, they're telling you to return. So why did you commit to return when you're in your learning years?
Absolutely. That's a great question. And I think the fact of the matter is that's just the social norm, right? And there's nothing really saying that, you know, I can't give back right now. And that's where the deeper area of self-actualization lies. And, you know, to be quite honest with you, I think I am happier now going out there and helping other individuals and seeing them succeed. That makes me excited. That gets me up in the morning and I get energized, as opposed to me, you know, getting up in the morning and thinking about money and money only, right? It just feels different. And the level of energy that I've been able to develop is just at a whole new level. And I think that this is something that for a lot of people might be, you know, very beneficial.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you something. I'm picking on you just a bit here because the audience is out. And by the way, the audience has no idea what we're talking about yet, because we're talking about giving back. But what's he doing? What's he giving back? We're going to get into that in a second. We're just teasing you here. But here's the deal. You went from taking a biochem degree to move into business because you get faster career growth and make more money. What the heck are you talking about here about giving back? That sounds like a bit of a contradiction to me.
Absolutely. And you know what? Like the first about year or so when I was actually in finance, that's all I really focused on is, you know, getting out there, getting a good career in investment banking, making a ton of money, you know, buying myself a Ferrari. I had this huge plan of buying this really pimp condo. Nice. Down in Yale Town, and I just had it all set out, right? And you know, like I was going to be the high roller, basically. And like that conversation with those CEOs really kind of got me to think, right? Like they haven't found deeper fulfillment in these materialistic things, and yet somehow I'm supposed to go along my career and my life and find deeper meaning in them when they couldn't. So basically what I was saying by pursuing that course of action was that I was smarter than these individuals. I was able to find something deeper when they couldn't. And that didn't make any sense to me. And so I figured that, you know, instead of wasting my first third of my life kind of chasing after an illusion, go and do something that is going to really impact the world, make a difference in other people's lives, and make me happy in the long run. Because, you know, this is making me happy right now. Why would I wait until I'm 66 to go and experience that happiness?
So if you compare your first year where you were focused on a Ferrari versus now focused more on giving back, are you a happier person?
Absolutely. You know what? I can go on like 6-7 hours sleep. I get up in the morning. I'm energized. I'm out there. I'm looking to engage people. I'm happy. It's just a different feeling as opposed to me going to class and studying and looking forward to writing exams. It's just a different feel.
Okay, let's bring this to the listener. So you, the listener out there, you're either driving your car or you're at home or you're wherever you're listening to the show. I want you to think, this is exciting stuff. Imagine that your life was not about a job or your life was not about a career, but your life was about thinking about the thing that you most want to give to the world and make a living doing that. That is the commitment of this show, is for you to think beyond the word career, beyond the basic interviews, but take it to the higher level of self-realization, of giving back what it is you've always wanted to give. Here's a little tip. You might have said, I'm going to do this at this particular time. So I propose there might be something that you would do maybe when you're older, when you can in fact do it. What we're proposing on today's show, you can actually do what it is you were going to do later, but do it now. So think about that. And now that'd be a great question. So if you're sitting out there asking yourself, well, how do I figure out what it is I want to do? How do I figure out what I want to contribute? And if you know what you want to contribute, but you can't convert it to actually a career, give us a call. The phone number is 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487. And guess what? I'm giving away a prize. I got these amazing bags, are just sexy and hot and hip. And actually, you're going to come pick it up. Next caller is going to be getting this bag. Okay, we're back with Peter Kim, fourth year student, finance, giving back. Let's make it real here. Give us an over. What is this you're giving back? What are you doing? Describe it a bit.
Well, I think one of the bigger initiatives kind of that I've started with the COS is that.
And what is the COS?
The Commerce Undergraduate Society. And so it's basically the student society, the student body that's run under the Sauder School of Business.
So let me explain to the people.
Okay.
There's a huge budget for this, by the way. Eh? The COS, I think it has like $1 million. Amazingly, here we have a school. And we have students that run for elected positions, and they manage about $1 million. They allocate the placement of this money. They're running a business. And so you, the listener out there, might say, well, I'm not in university. I don't know anybody in university. We're actually talking about a business here because these students are running $1 million business. How many of you out there are running $1 million business? So we'll pay attention to what he has to say. Go on.
Okay, so I'm starting this initiative for the COS, and I guess the idea is that our business school doesn't typically get the recognition in the business community that other schools back east does. And I had gotten into this conversation with a friend of mine who had gotten into investment banking, and when she flew out back east, she told me that students over there on the East Coast from the university there, they were literally tripping over jobs, and they just couldn't stop, you know, coming across opportunities, and it's not the same here. And she told me that one of the biggest reasons was that they had a solid alumni network, you know, people kind of promoting their own schools and helping each other out. And I felt that our community lacked that sort of passion and that focus on community development, right? And so I just thought, you know what, this is something that we need. This is going to benefit the school. It's going to benefit everybody else. I got really excited about starting something like this. I got into a conversation with the president of the COS, and we're just kind of rolling with it right now.
So here's the deal. So what you saw is a need, and you wanted to make a stronger connection between the current students and the alumni, which is the people that actually graduate from the university, and connect them.
Absolutely.
And create a community. So for those of you who are listening out there, the question is this. What is it that you've thought you wanted to do, that you've always wanted to give to society or people, or that you were going to do in the future, but you were too either lazy or thinking that you had to wait till the end of your life to do it, that will actually meet a need? So you might say to yourself, well, how do I know if what I want to do is a good thing? My question to you is, how is it meeting a need? And in the case of Peter, we're meeting a need of connecting these two. We're about to go to break. Break's the time to call. 604-822-2487. Give us a ding. We'll be back in about 51 seconds during the break. You're going to have an opportunity to get a drink. We'll be back in just a second. We'll be with Peter. Ask him some tough questions about how you give back. And amazingly, how giving back gets you more. We'll be back in just a sec.
CITR podcast update number one.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR Podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want, on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
I got a job. Sha-da-da-da. I got a job.
And we're back. You're listening to Career Fast Track, a show specifically designed to ensure that you make money, lots of money, doing work you love, nothing else. Now, some of you out there might be saying, well, I don't know what I want to do. How am I supposed to get what I love if I don't know what I want? Well, by the way, those are the two questions we answer on the air. How do I figure out what I want to do, and how do I get it? That's the two questions I ever get. It always comes down to those two things. And today's conversation addresses the first issue, which is how do I identify what it is I actually want to do? And it starts by thinking what I want to give back. Now, many of you out there are saying to this, the world is tough, and I've got to be whether ruthless or I've got to think of myself. And I agree that the world is made so that the species continues. If you keep giving food to someone else and you don't eat, you're going to die. So obviously you have to feed yourself. Does that make sense? So from a career point of view, you always have to be concerned with your career. Yet interestingly enough, it's the people that give a lot that end up getting more food in their mouth. Isn't that interesting? So the notion is, it's like a paradigm shift. It's actually your ability to give to others relates to receiving a lot. And is it possible? And can we have a career out of this? Now, Peter Kim, student, fourth year student, BCom, Sauder School of Business, studying there, fourth year, about to graduate. And he's he's giving back at such an early age. And I want to ask him, are you just being sucked dry and taken advantage of? What are you getting in return?
Not at all. You know what? The funny thing about actually getting out there and kind of developing the community and being engaged with others is that this whole process is about relationship development. And at the end of the day, when you're looking out for your career, it's all about relationships and positively managing good relationships. And to the extent that you could actually do that, your career is going to flourish and it's basically going to take off. And especially if you're in business or you're kind of running your own business or doing something along that lines, and even if you're not, today's environment, it's really about relationship management and getting out there and building a good reputation for yourself. It just does wonders for your career and for who you are as a person.
So when you're giving back, you're actually building important relationships. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I am.
Now, you only do it for that?
No. I mean, like I said, that's kind of a sort of offshoot side effect of being engaged with the community. And to be perfectly honest, I see myself doing this for the rest of my life. And if that's going to be my kind of norm, I think that, you know, making cool friends is a great kind of sort of side benefit. But at the end of the day, I do it to watch others succeed, and it's satisfying. Like it's almost like, I guess, when a parent watches a child, you know, achieve that first place standing in some competition, or you know, watch their kids, you know, take the first step or whatever. It's that sense of satisfaction that I get when I watch other people succeed, when I go and help them out.
You know, I want to say something very, very powerful in line with what you're saying, Peter. If you're currently at home and you're completely dissatisfied with your career, or you're out of work and you're completely dissatisfied with the situation, one of the ways to get out of that funk or that dead-end career is to look for areas where you can give back. Amazingly. And at the low end, what you could do is actually walk into your boss's office and offer your help. What is it I can do for you? Amazingly, it's getting out of your own head, getting out of the work you have to do, and what can you contribute to others. And I'm starting to figure out that relationships, personal relationships and business relationships, are quite similar. It's not what you get. It's what you give and then what you get. And if what you don't get does not equal what you give, then you leave the relationship. Now, I understand you're supposed to give to not want to get. Now, interesting, Peter's talking about that right now. He's giving not to get. But if you were to give to someone and not get anything, wouldn't you feel not appreciated? Can you address this issue right now? This is pretty advanced stuff. Does this make any sense?
Absolutely. You know what? I totally agree with you. And I think that's something that I'm quite wary about is individuals. There are a lot of individuals that are out there who want to play zero-sum games. In other words, they want to get into this contest where either they win or I win, and somebody has to lose by definition, right? And I don't think that's necessarily the best way to approach relationships or business or life or career or anything. Experience has been that if we both work together to build positive environments where we can both flourish, maybe not, you know, necessarily have one person win or lose, but you know, we both win, then the relationship that we develop is stronger. We actually benefit more from that relationship, and that we create a positive environment where other people will be attracted to who we are as individuals, and you know, we all win. So
if you're out there, okay, I love this. Good. I'm glad you touched on that. And I wasn't sure if you could go there, but you did. And this is, I mean, it's just a testament to how you've grown over the last very short period of time. And we're lucky to have you. So it's good to have you here. So listen, what I realize is this. You got someone out there saying to themselves, well, I'm afraid to give to this person, or I'm afraid to open up or tell this idea. I notice with ideas, people are so possessive about them. I'm afraid people are going to steal the idea. So what I'm hearing from you is that you have to feel like it's a balanced relationship. If you're giving and not getting, now, honestly, get the hell out of the relationship. Honestly, that's the way I see it. I mean, I understand. Okay, if you're going to give money to a charity, they're not going to do anything. But let me tell you one thing. If you give money to charity and they send you a thank you card, that goes a long way to getting more money. Yes?
Yes.
You have to. Yeah. So here's your deal. Give. And if you don't feel... Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yeah. It has to be a mutually satisfying relationship.
Okay.
And
So if you're satisfied with just giving and not getting, then that's fine. But as long as you're satisfied.
Well, that and the fact that you have to make sure that the other person is good as well, and they embody sort of the same values that you do, right? And I don't think that's something, again, you know, you have to be very worried about, because a small proportion of individuals out there do play zero-sum games, do look to take advantage of generous people and their generosity, and it's a bad situation. And, you know, my advice on that is, you know, you got to take a leap of faith, right? Mm. You know, but, you know, be a good person. Good karma always comes back, and that's just the way I live my life.
I love it. I'm learning a lot. That's amazing. Learning a lot. It's 3:20 on the West Coast, 6:20 on the East Coast. I know we're listening to across the country. Now's an opportunity for you to give us a call. We're going to answer a phone call. And this is a really powerful conversation around the subject of what it is you want to contribute to the world. And either you know how to do it and you need a little final push, you want me on the air to tell you to do it, and I'll hold you accountable, and you can call in a week, and actually I'll hold you accountable to that. Or you really have no idea, you have a few ideas, and is it viable? So these are a couple of subjects you can give us a call. 604 is the number, 822-2487. 604-822-2487 is the number. And I'll be giving out a free bag, an amazing bag, with all these secret compartments that you can secretly put things in, and no one will secretly know where they are. What it is you want to put in those compartments, I have no idea, but I can imagine you can come up with some creative ideas. So now's a chance to give us a call. I'll pause here. Wonderful. Let me get this sucker. Oh, not there. Okay, we're trying it. We're going to keep going. Give us a call right now. It's 3:21. I want to take one call because this is such a powerful conversation. Give us a call back. 604-822-2487 is the number. 604-822-2487. The first caller is going to get a free bag. If you're in school, you're going to love it. If you're not in school, you're going to still be able to put your gym stuff in it. And if you don't go to the gym, you don't go to school, well, you can put it in the corner and say you won this free bag, whatever would interest you. Let's wait here for a sec. Are you there? Okay, cool. What I figured out was with taking calls from you is that if I keep talking and I sound so professional and no one calls, but if I wait, you actually call. So it sounds a bit funny and that was awkward, but that's just the way it works around here. I got to figure it out. I don't have a producer. I got to get a producer. So you call in if you want to be my producer. How about that? We'll get you doing, taking calls. We'll line them up because we got lots of interest. So good. Let's keep going. Peter, we're coming down to the close of the show. We don't have much time. I'm now going to go to break. But during the break, what I'd like you to think about and the audience to think about is what is the next thing you want to give back to society? What is the next thing you want to give back? And I want you both to think about it. We'll be back in 43 seconds, and we're going to actually get an answer and possibly challenge you to have it done. You'll see after the break.
Passengers of Flight 982, this is Capitan Vilas on Copilot 07. Welcome to the Vancouver International Airport. Please do not forget your personal belongings and be sure to check out the Latin American culture in Vancouver.
If you want to see the best spots in Latin America,
you would have to fly almost 7,000 miles to go to Buenos Aires,
2,500 miles to Mexico City,
or 6,500 miles to Santiago.
You can fly to all these places,
but there is an easier way to enjoy Latin American culture in Vancouver.
From September 5th to the 12th, come and see the best of Latin America
at the 5th annual Vancouver Latin American Film Festival. VLAF, bringing Latin American culture to Vancouver. Visit our website, www.vlaff.org.
I got a dog.
You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9. We're coming close to the conclusion of a show specifically designed to ensure that you find work you love and you figure out what the heck it is you want to do for the rest of your life. And I know the information on the air is not communicated to you in other ways. You can read it. There's millions of books on this. But what we're hearing from listeners and what we're hearing from the people we work with is amazingly, you're actually producing results faster than you far expected. And that's the commitment of the show, produce fast results. We're here with Peter Kim, fourth-year finance student at the Sauder School of Business. Even though we're talking about a student, he gives back more than people I've seen who've been in the industry or working for 30 years. And so we can learn from him. I can learn from him. And how you can do that, how you could live that way, but not only just give, but give and actually see a flourishing career within that context, because that's the issue. Now, before the break, I had an important question I asked for you, the listener, and for Peter. And let's start with Peter, and I'd like you to think about that while we're talking, is what is the next thing you want to give?
there are just a lot of opportunities out there, I think. I kind of sit back and think about being involved in various charitable organizations outside the context of this university. And I think something that might really excite me is work in Africa. There's just so many seemingly intractable problems over there. And I've had a few of my friends actually go over there and spend, you know, I think 6-8 months doing, you know, working at on a job there. And the individuals and the level of disparity between, you know, what we and our lifestyles are here and what they go through on a day-to-day basis over there, it's just such a huge gap. And I would love to be able to close that gap and just have them live a life, something that they can really aspire to and not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I totally hear you. There's two things that jump out for me, and this is the powerful for the listener. You might say to yourself, what the heck does going to Africa have to do with a career? There's this theory where you have to have a 3-to-5-year plan. An employer will say, what's your 3-to-5-year plan? And if you're not clear, you don't get hired. It happens. Certain industries require that. But what's really interesting about your career is that there's times when you're focused, there's times when you're exploring, and they're different times. They're not at the same time. And so what's amazing about during the exploration process is that you never know what the next thing is you're going to want to do until it's the next thing. And a theory states that if you, in fact, go after the very next thing you want, the next thing you have is a powerful repertoire of skills that you can then create that powerful focus. You then have your focus for 3 to 5 years, and then you go back into exploration. And so that, my dear friends, is a very powerful career technique. Focus, exploration, focus, exploration, focus, exploration. And I've heard this countless times. Those people that lose their job or they go unemployed, it's a fantastic opportunity for ask themselves some of the toughest questions they've ever gotten. The other thing I want to say is this. What does going to Africa have to do with you? You're working for 10 years, you have a mortgage to pay, you can't go to Africa. I understand that. What I'm trying to say is this. What is it you've been wanting to do? How can you contribute to those around you, whether it's volunteering for 4 hours, whether it's giving, like whether it's helping out a friend? Maybe a friend, you haven't been doing enough for them. Maybe they need you to help them move out of their apartment or something, and you have been too self-involved. Get out of your life. Get into someone else's life. And that's a very powerful way. 3 minutes to go. I'm going to now ask you a secret question. You did not know I was going to ask you this. I never prepare the guest for this because we want a real answer. However, I promise you I won't put you on the spot. But what I'm going to challenge you to do is be real with us because it's a real question. It's called the Graveyard Secret, and the audience has come to expect it. The Graveyard Secret is this. You're dying on you're asked what one tip for success you would engrave in your on your graveyard thing. What tip would you write? Now, usually you would not share that tip with anybody because it's so helpful for you, it would actually have you have more competition. But because I'm asking you so nicely, I'm asking for your graveyard secret, one powerful secret to your success in your life and your career that you can share with the audience, that you're prepared to share. In fact, if you didn't want to share it, I propose you say that one because that's probably the graveyard secret that's so valuable in your life. What do you got for us?
Be extroverted and develop positive relationships. You know, the fact that doing that establishes your reputation as a good person, that is probably the most important thing in the world.
So be extroverted and develop powerful relationships. What if you're an introvert? How do you do that?
I think you could still develop your reputation as a really solid and good person. At the end of the day, that's what it's about. It's your reputation that precedes you and carries you and develops kind of the opportunities beforehand before you get out there.
I think what you've brought up is an amazing point because in the end, an introvert is not somebody who hates people. Introverts and extroverts both like people. The only time you have a problem if you're an introvert is if you don't like people. Then you have an issue. The question is, why do you not like people? Maybe you're in the wrong industry. But the idea is this. If you like people, whether you're an introvert or extrovert, then you focus on relationships. Because introverts would tend to like one-on-one relationships. Extroverts can be more large group. And it can both meet your satisfaction needs. Peter, I'd like to thank you for being on the air.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you for showing to us that it's possible to return even during our learning years and our earning years. And when you do that, your career dramatically flourishes, and we propose that you can land your dream job real quick when you do that. Thanks again.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, a show specifically designed to educate and inspire you to land your dream job. And of course, make a ton of money, and as usual, always be unstoppable.
Thunderstorms. See the lightning flashing. Thunderstorms. thunderstorm.